From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has fired two medium-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. The first of the Musudan missile launches, deemed a failure, the second traveled about 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan in what one analyst told VOA is a partial success. That analyst, former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton, calls the twin launches a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests in the region.
They also want to send a signal not only to the U.S., but also to China, that they are willing and able to exercise whatever weapons they want to exercise, and they also are fully capable of launching those weapons. And it looks as if they are very much into the idea of creating a nuclear umbrella over North Korea, and they're well on their way to doing so.
The missile has a purported range of up to 4,000 kilometers. If fired successfully, it could reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. The International Criminal Court on Tuesday handed down its harshest sentence yet, this one against former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for leading a campaign of rape and murder across neighboring Central African Republic.
The chamber sentences Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo to a total of 18 years of imprisonment and informs the parties and participants that reparations to victims pursuant to Article 75 of the statute, shall be addressed in due course.
ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002 and 2003 carried out rapes, murders, and pillaging of particular cruelty. This is VOA News. Iraq's military pressed its five-week assault into the western city of Fallujah against Islamic State defenders. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook provided an operational update Tuesday.
About a third of the city has been cleared of ISIL forces, and Iraqi forces continue to advance at a rate of about 5 to 10% of the city per day, being careful to safeguard the lives of civilians and limit property damage to the extent possible.
Another U.S. defense spokesman described the rest of the city as being contested. The Iraqi military said IS fighters have been pushed back to northern and western neighborhoods. Rival sides in the British referendum debate whether to leave the European Union in a vote Thursday clashed late Tuesday in a televised debate in London, Sadiq Khan, the current mayor of London.
The idea smaller countries can negotiate better deals than the European Union is rubbish.
Khan said Britain stands to gain better trade arrangements with China and the U.S. by staying in the European Union. Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, is a leading Leave campaign advocate.
I think we've heard an amazing amount of running down of our city and our country. The astonishing thing, I think, is that they underestimate, the Remain side continually underestimate, our ability to do better deals if we're left to do it on our own.
Prime Minister David Cameron told the Financial Times the outcome of the referendum will be close. Jordan says that six border guards were killed, 14 wounded Tuesday by a suicide bomber who drove a car at a high rate of speed across the Syrian frontier and slammed into a military post. The army has declared the border area a military zone and sealed the border against further such attacks. Nigeria's government says it's reached a ceasefire with militants that have taken responsibility for attacks on the country's vital petroleum infrastructure. But in a Twitter feed, the Niger Delta Avengers group denied the existence of a truce, saying they never remember having any agreement on ceasefires with the government. The group has taken credit for a series of bombings of pipelines and oil facilities that have cut Nigeria's daily oil production by about half. An earlier insurgency by militants fighting over better wealth sharing and environmental concerns faded out in 2009 after the government started paying fighters a monthly stipend and offered job training. Australian investigators say debris that washed up on a remote island off the southern coast has been ruled out as coming from the missing Malaysian Airlines flight 370, the debris discovered early this month on the shoreline of Kangaroo Island. U.S. diplomat Tom Shannon in Caracas to meet with opposition members and government officials in a bid to improve strained relations with Venezuela's socialist government. Shannon expected to press for the release of opponents to the government of Nicolas Maduro, including Leopoldo Lopez. Mr. Maduro faces the prospect of a recall election as the South American country grapples with economic challenges.
That's the latest world news from VOA.